Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about renegotiation strategies. We covered how to use your due diligence findings to negotiate better terms and structure solutions that align the deal with the actual risk and condition of the asset. Today, we're wrapping up our comprehensive series on due diligence with a special episode, how due diligence differs across asset classes, with a specific focus on multifamily. Over the past several weeks, we've covered the fundamentals of due diligence that apply to all commercial real estate. These fundamentals are universal. But here's what many investors don't realize. Due diligence is not one size fits all. Each asset class requires a different level of focus and analysis. At CREI Partners, our primary focus is multifamily, and our process reflects that specialization. We've learned that multifamily due diligence has specific nuances that don't apply to other asset classes. If you approach multifamily due diligence the same way as other asset classes, you may miss critical issues. This episode is the transition point between due diligence and execution in multifamily investing. We're closing out our due diligence series and transitioning into May, where we'll spend the entire month exploring multifamily investing in depth. Let me teach you how due diligence differs across asset classes, with a deep dive into multifamily. Why asset class matters in due diligence? Due diligence fundamentals are universal, but the emphasis and specific focus areas vary by asset class. Different asset classes have different lease structures, different tenant profiles, different value drivers, and different operational complexity. The lease structure affects what you need to verify. The tenant profile affects how you assess tenant quality and risk. Understanding the value drivers helps you focus your due diligence on what matters most. And the operational complexity affects what you need to verify about management and systems. Multifamily due diligence focus area number one. Unit-level verification. In multifamily, you're not just buying a building, you're acquiring a portfolio of income streams across individual units. You need to verify the condition and rent of each unit. Walk a meaningful sample of units, often 20 to 30% depending on property size and access. Verify the rent roll against leases, focusing on a representative sample or all units when feasible. And physically verify which units are occupied versus vacant. In multifamily, small discrepancies across many units add up quickly. If the rent roll overstates occupancy by 5% across 200 units, that's 10 units of lost income, which could affect value by millions of dollars. Multifamily due diligence focus area number two, turnover analysis. Multifamily often has higher turnover, which can range widely depending on the asset, market, and tenant profile. Understanding turnover is critical. Request turnover data for the past 2 to 3 years. Calculate annual turnover rate. Review actual turnover costs per unit and assess how long it takes to lease a vacant unit. High turnover increases costs and reduces NOI. If lease-up velocity is slow, you'll have higher vacancy and lost income. Multifamily due diligence focus area number three, rent comps and market positioning. In multifamily, understanding your competitive position is critical. Identify 5 to 10 comparable properties within 1 to 3 miles. Compare rents by unit type. Compare your property's amenities to competitors. And analyze historical rent growth in the submarket. Your business plan likely assumes you can raise rents to market levels. If market rents are lower than you assumed, or if your property can't command market rents due to condition or location, your assumptions are off, and your returns will not materialize as projected. Multifamily due diligence focus area number 4, unit mix analysis. Unit mix, the distribution of unit types, affects value and marketability. Analyze your current unit mix, understand market demand by unit type, and identify optimization opportunities. If your property is heavily weighted toward a unit type that's oversupplied or in low demand, you'll struggle with occupancy and rent growth. Multifamily due diligence focus area number 5, tenant screening and collections. In multifamily, tenant quality affects your income and expenses. Review the tenant screening process, analyze current delinquency rates and eviction rates, and review bad debt write-offs for the past 2 to 3 years. Weak tenant screening leads to higher delinquency, evictions, and bad debt. If delinquency is high, your actual collections will be lower than the rent roll suggests. Multifamily due diligence focus area number 6, property management assessment. In multifamily, property management is critical to success. Assess the management structure and staffing levels. Review property management systems and software. Evaluate maintenance processes and understand the transition plan. Poor property management leads to higher expenses, lower occupancy, and tenant dissatisfaction. Multifamily due diligence focus area number 7, amenities and common areas. In multifamily, amenities and common areas drive value and justify rent premiums. Assess the condition of all amenities. Evaluate amenity usage. Inspect common areas. And identify amenity gaps compared to competitors. Properties with desirable amenities can command higher rents and maintain higher occupancy. If your property lacks amenities that competitors offer, you'll struggle to compete. Multifamily due diligence focus area number 8, value add opportunities. Most multifamily investors pursue value add strategies. You need to verify that your value add plan is feasible. Assess interior renovation potential. Evaluate exterior improvements. Consider amenity additions. Identify operational improvements. And verify rent growth potential. Your business plan and return projections likely depend on executing a value add strategy. If the value add opportunities aren't as robust as you assumed, your returns will not materialize as projected. Multifamily due diligence focus area number 9, regulatory and compliance issues. Multifamily properties are subject to specific regulations. Verify fair housing compliance. Check for rent control or rent stabilization. Verify affordable housing compliance if applicable. Review local landlord-tenant laws. And verify safety and habitability compliance. Regulatory violations can result in fines, penalties, and restrictions on your ability to operate. Rent control or affordable housing restrictions can limit your ability to raise rents. Multifamily due diligence focus area number 10, market and submarket analysis. Understanding the market and submarket is critical for multifamily. Analyze supply and demand. Review rent growth trends. Assess employment and demographics. Evaluate competition and assess neighborhood quality. Your business plan assumes certain market conditions. If market conditions are weaker than you assumed, your assumptions are off, and your returns will not materialize as projected. How multifamily due diligence differs from other asset classes. Let me summarize the key differences. In multifamily, you're dealing with dozens or hundreds of short-term residential leases, not a handful of commercial leases. This means you need to verify many individual leases and unit conditions. Multifamily often has higher turnover, which can range widely depending on the asset, market, and tenant profile. You need to analyze turnover costs and lease-up velocity. Multifamily is operationally intensive, with frequent maintenance, leasing, and tenant interactions. You need to assess property management capabilities and systems. In multifamily, value is driven by unit mix, amenities, location, and rent growth. You need to focus on unit-level details and market positioning. And multifamily is subject to fair housing laws, rent control, and landlord-tenant laws. You need to verify compliance with residential-specific regulations. Transitioning to May, Multifamily Deep Dive. Today's episode closes out our comprehensive series on due diligence. You now have a structured framework to evaluate real estate investments with discipline. Starting Monday, we're diving deep into multifamily investing. Throughout May, we'll cover why multifamily, multifamily property types and classes, unit mix strategy, multifamily underwriting, operating expenses and income analysis, rent comps and market analysis, value-add strategies, property management and operations, multifamily financing, and acquisition and exit strategies. At CREI Partners, our primary focus is multifamily, and our process reflects that specialization. We've acquired and operated tens of millions of dollars in multifamily assets across Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. Over the next month, I'm going to share everything we've learned about multifamily investing. Due diligence fundamentals are universal, but each asset class has unique characteristics that require specialized focus. At CREI Partners, our primary focus is multifamily, and our process reflects that specialization. We've learned that multifamily due diligence requires specific attention to unit-level verification, turnover analysis, rent comps and market positioning, unit mix analysis, tenant screening and collections, property management assessment, amenities and common areas, value-add opportunities, regulatory and compliance issues, and market and submarket analysis. If you approach multifamily due diligence the same way as other asset classes, you may miss critical issues. Use the multifamily due diligence checklist I shared today to ensure you're covering all the key areas. And remember, discipline in due diligence is what separates consistent operators from speculative investors. We've completed our comprehensive series on due diligence. You now have a structured framework to evaluate real estate investments with discipline. Starting Monday, we're diving deep into multifamily investing. I'm excited to share everything we've learned at CREI Partners about apartment investing. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.